Where would you come into contact with Christianity?
Reprobate means you're going to hell.
Pope Benedict XVI has resigned due to widespread corruption in the Vatican.
I believe in the truth of the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel.
A lot of times what's proclaimed and what's kind of put out there as the gospel message is a bunch of things you need to do, or a bunch of rules you need to follow, or this kind of system you need to submit your life to. So when people hear that and they say, why would I want to submit my life to some system or some box of rules?
When I say God and somebody who's not necessarily a believer says God, we don't mean the same thing.
My view of Christianity was developed by what I saw on TV. That's a really shallow view of God. And yet, I didn't really have anything else to compare it to.
That's the image that, if, as far as the media is concerned, we present to the public. You know, if that's what I knew about Christianity, I would have absolutely no interest in it.
I think the biggest issue with Christianity as it's perceived in the West is that people think they've already tried it, that they've already seen it, that it was just one of many other views and it's been tried and found wanting.
You know, sometimes we use the same vocabulary but not the same dictionary, and I think that's really obvious when you start talking about things like morality and God and Christianity. It really is something that was predicted a long time ago. Friedrich Nietzsche and his Parable of the Madman talks about churches being the sepulchres and the graves and the tombs of God. In other words, you're going to see these references to God hanging around Western culture, but in reality, it's not really pointing to anything kind of all that powerful.
The church I went to growing up looked like this. Or this. Or even this. My view of Christianity was one I got from living in a middle-class American context. And I never had the chance to leave that context until after college, when I was able to spend 3 months living somewhere else. I expected there to be a lot of differences between America and Africa, but what I didn't expect was how radically different Christianity would look in Africa. When I got back to America, I wanted to better understand how Christianity is viewed in our country. And so I just started talking with anyone who would talk with me and asking point blank, what is Christianity? This film will investigate the different ideas within American culture that have shaped the way we think and distorted our understanding of who God is.